First case where we have all parties, that's case number 322-645.
Yeah, he's in line.
Good morning, everyone. Counsel, please identify yourselves.
John Grasso for the issuing authority.
Eric Hart for the appellate.
Okay.
Michael LaJoy.
Oh, you don't have to tell us your name. You can remain anonymous. So the record before, I have the wrong case up.
Yep.
The big one is that Elastics, that's John Grasso. Attorney Grasso, the record before us indicates there is a felony conviction on the record. Is that correct?
That is correct. Madam Chairman, there is a disqualifying conviction.
Attorney Hart, under the powers that we have, we cannot grant the application because of the felony conviction. So your client has two options. He can proceed knowing that we'll probably immediately call a vote on a motion because we do not have the power to grant the application due to the felony disqualifier. He can withdraw. What is this? Is this a revocation?
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes. Revocation. No, that's different. That being said, the only way he would qualify to have a permit is to go through the pardon process. So if we're able to pardon that conviction from 1960, which I would think would be probably quite possible, he could then reapply to his town to get the temporary permit and ultimately seek a full permit. But at this time, we can't.
So let me ask you, he had just turned 17, and he was the driver of a car in an incident in 1960.
Right.
Right around the time Jack Kennedy was elected president.
Right.
He's had a completely clean record ever since. He had about 4 months with a probation officer, and they let him go.
Yeah.
The underlying offense, as I interpreted, because there was no one in the building where the burglary took place, it would be what is now a Class D felony, and therefore eligible under the clean slate to be removed from his record. We have a petition ready to go under a clean slate to get rid of this thing, and therefore I think avoid what you're talking about, having to go for a pardon. We're just trying to get a copy of that original conviction because it is so ancient, it's hard to get a hold of. It's supposedly on its way, and we're supposed to get it in a few weeks. So obviously, if there's something to appeal, when something like this happens, where he was granted the permit, and then a few months later he gets a letter saying, because of what happened back in 1960, mm-hmm. you're not eligible. Mm-hmm. This is an exemplary member of the community. I think if you get a chance to look at the records that have been submitted, this is, if anybody, is somebody who should be forgiven something that happened when they were a little kid and had no sense at that time. And they have shown themselves to be an upstanding member of the community. This is the guy. This is the guy that every one of you should want to allow to possess a handgun. He's about as upstanding as they come.
Yeah, I did note, I reviewed his file yesterday. I saw, as you can see, we have all of that.
So I think he's pretty much a shoo-in for the clean slate. It would really be helpful to me, however, if the board could express, hear what he has to say, take a look at whatever of the records are, of interest, and say that at least in your opinion, he's suitable.
We could say suitable, but we don't have the power to grant his appeal.
Right. But even if you don't have the power to grant the appeal, can't you express an opinion? If anybody should get it, it should be him.
No. Not with a disqualifier.
No. It's the felony prohibits us from getting to the issue of suitability. So I would imagine what would happen is if he gets that pardon or. I don't know if that's different from the clean slate. I'm not familiar with that.
Clean slate, as long as it's Class D or lower level, it's automatic. It's just that it happened before 2000. Instead of just happening administratively,
right.
We got to file a piece of paper with the court. I was just hoping we could get an expression of opinion from you guys saying this guy is suitable, that I could submit to the court along with the petition.
No, our only power is to decide the appeal. and we do not have the power to grant the appeal where there's a felony conviction. So I would recommend going through the process with the clean slate, having him reapply through the town, and taking it from there. He probably won't even come back here at that point.
Right. Well, you know, the instinct of whenever you're an advocate is appeal everything, because you never know what...
No, I understand.
But, so maybe there should be a procedure to let people know that there's not a chance in heck, you know.
I wish we could give legal advice on our letters, but we can't. The law is simply that if there is a felony conviction, we can't grant the appeal.
There's 11 misdemeanors and felonies that will prevent you from getting a permit.
Right.
So, and it's pretty, it's listed on our website.
Is the felony part listed in the statute? Does anybody know?
Yeah. It was a break and entry charge. He was just the driver of the car.
I understand that, and I feel bad, especially knowing it was 1960. But if you look at 2928, it's laid out there, I'm assuming. Long statute. Where is it?
Is it B2?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Thank you. It's B1A. So a felony is the first thing listed in the statute. So that's right. That's our statutory authority. We can't exceed that. So it's right in the statute.
Everything in life is a learning experience.
Yeah,
I appreciate you taking the time with us.
Okay. So just for the record, Attorney Hart, did you want to withdraw the case, or did you want us to proceed with calling a vote?
Well, I guess it's just as well if you're just going to vote against us, not to not have the hearing. Thanks for letting me know in advance.
You're welcome. All right. Case is withdrawn.
Thank you.